This is WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo. Purdue is bringing peer institutions together for future graduate students. The Graduate School Expo is set for Sunday and Monday, September 23rd and 24th. Joining me to talk about the event is Jonathan Davidson with Graduate Recruitment Services here at Purdue's Graduate School. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you very much, Mike.
So I've heard about this before, but I really don't know the specifics. What can someone expect if they want to go to the expo?
Well, now that we're in our ninth year for the expo, a student that comes is able to learn an awful lot by participating in workshops, social events with other graduate students, a keynote address, and a graduate school fair, all of these focusing on potential graduate students interested in pursuing graduate study in what we call the STEM disciplines, which would be science, technology, engineering, and math.
And so is this more of a all-day event, or is this a drop-in kind of affair, or both?
It can be an element of both. We actually consider it a two-day mini-conference starting on Sunday afternoon and going through Monday early afternoon. And students are able to come and attend the entire event. Or if you are a Purdue student, you can choose to attend just that graduate school fair on Monday from 9:30 to 12 in the Memorial Union.
What are some of the items on the agenda? What can people expect to hear?
Well, we're very excited this year to have our first keynote address. Dr. Zenefia Evans from the College of Science will be doing a keynote address on writing a personal statement, which is a document that all graduate students have to complete as a part of the application process. Past breakout workshops we've had on this topic have been very highly attended, and so we decided to try transforming that into a keynote address, which will be something new, unique, and we think very successful.
So this is not just gathering some information about the various programs at, what, 50 or so schools are going to be here?
That's correct. In total, when you consider not just the institutions, but also various programs within institutions, we'll have close to 100 different tables at the graduate school fair.
Now, I've heard that graduate school admissions or applications sort of ebb and flow probably with everything. Where are we at now in the cycle?
That's a great question. This is actually a time where we are gearing up for the fall recruitment cycle. Applications will begin to be worked on by our various potential graduate students over the next couple of months, really hitting their high point in the December, January, February, March timeframe. And that's when many of the programs will then begin reviewing the candidates and hopefully extending many great offers for admission.
We're targeting Purdue students, but I'm guessing Wabash College, Ivy Tech, maybe even some high school students. Is it open to anybody?
It would be open to anyone that's interested in graduate school. So they don't specifically need to be a current student, though that tends to be our main demographic. But it is actually open for anyone throughout the entire country. So we have students that are coming on travel scholarships that students can apply for online, and they are coming from as far away as Puerto Rico or California. This is a one-of-a-kind event that doesn't exist elsewhere in the country, and so we bring a lot of great students from all over the country, and we also attract many top schools for it. So that's why we not only have local schools like Indiana University, Ball State, Indiana State University, but we also draw our Pier 10 institutions. So we will have the University of Illinois, Wisconsin, Michigan, Michigan State, and top Ivy League schools such as Cornell, Yale, Princeton, UC Berkeley. They are all schools that come because of how prestigious this event is.
And again, we should say just the STEM disciplines.
That is correct. Though we certainly have many recruitment efforts to areas outside of STEM, this program was specifically designed to be a one-of-a-kind focus on science, technology, engineering, math, and related disciplines. One of the great things about the expo is that students can attend for $35 if they register by September 17th or $40 at the door. But if you're a Purdue student and you want to attend just the graduate school fair, all you need to do is bring your Purdue ID and you can attend that one portion of the event for free. And that's a great opportunity that we provide to Purdue students.
It's the Graduate School Expo, Sunday and Monday, the 23rd and 24th. More information is online at purdue.edu/grad-expo. Jonathan Davidson, thanks so much, and good luck with the conference this year.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
You're listening to WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo.